The scripture of the service is the 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 3. The 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 3. And if I give all my possessions to feed the poor, and if I surrender my body to be burned, but do not have love, it profits me nothing. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, and members of more than 5,800 branch churches in the United States of America, Canada, Peru, Honduras, Bolivia, El Salvador, Argentina, China, Japan, Pakistan, Nepal, Indonesia, the Philippines, Taiwan, India, Mongolia, Israel, Egypt, Kenya, Uganda, Congo, Gabon, Angola, Burundi, Rwanda, Nigeria, Tanzania, Botswana, Swaziland, Cote d'Ivoire, South Africa, United Kingdom, Germany, France, Italy, Belgium, Netherlands, Russia, Belarus, Ukraine, Estonia, Kazakhstan, and other countries, and branch churches and local sanctuaries in Korea. And members who are attending this service through satellites and the internet, and all the TV viewers. This is the sixth session in the message series titled Spiritual Love. This week, Koreans will celebrate Parents' Day and commemorate the grace that they received from their parents. In many countries, people pin flowers to their parents' clothes on the Father's Day or Mother's Day. Do you remember the first day when your children pinned the carnations on your clothes? On that day, it may have seemed to you that your children had grown up and you felt happy about it. Even though your child made the flower out of colorful paper in a less than skillful manner, you may have worn it on your clothes all that day long. Therefore, parents feel overflowing joy, not only when they gave birth to the child through childbearing pain, but also when the child felt parental love and express their gratitude. In the same way, our Father God is so pleased when souls accept our Lord and when they are born again as His children. And God is more pleased when the children's faith grows and their love increases. It is then that they can feel God's love and express their gratitude. The heart of a child of God who loves the Father God is counted more precious to him than anything. That's why, no matter how fluent your tongue may speak, and even if you speak the language of the angels, no matter how great your faith is, and your ability and knowledge, if you do not have love, it profits nothing in the sight of God. Today, I will speak about the following verse, saying, if I surrender my body to be burned, but do not have love, it profits me nothing. Through this message, I wish that all of you will possess spiritual love that our Father God eagerly wants you to have. So, when you see Him in heaven, may each of you give God overflowing joy that is incomparable to that of the carnations of this earth. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in the last session, I told you that charity profits nothing if it is not given out of love. The charity without love is found when you perform charitable works to be praised by others and flaunt yourself. When you perform charitable works in this way, even if you give everything that you possess to the needy, if they don't praise you, you will regret it and complain. With that false charity, you fail not only to receive blessings on this earth, but also to receive rewards in heaven. That's why it profits you nothing. But when you give true charity, even if no one recognizes your charitable deeds, you continue your charity with joy and thanksgiving from the heart. God rejoices in this true charity and promises to repay you with amazing blessing. This applies to today's topic of sacrifice as well. Today's scripture, the 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 3 says, If I surrender my body to be burned, but do not have love, it profits me nothing. To surrender my body to be burned here means to sacrifice oneself completely. Is it possible that a person who surrenders his body to be burned does not have love? Prior to explaining about true sacrifice that comes from love, let me speak about the sacrifice that is not accompanied by love, even if you surrender your body to be burned. Through this message, I want you to examine your heart and dedicate yourself to the Lord all the more completely. First of all, the situation of sacrifice without love is found when you have resentment and complain and groan verbally after you have done the works of God. When you have spent all your strength, time, and money on the works of God, but no one recognizes and praises it, you feel sorry and you complain. You may say, I have toiled and endeavored for this. If you are first or the second level of faith, then probably you have said so. So you may say, I have toiled and endeavored for this. So how can they not give me a single word of praise? Or probably, you know, you will say, why are they just looking at me without saying anything to me? Even if I, you know, be faithful and truthful to my work. When there was a summer retreat, there are, you know, many grown-ups. They are the ones who support the summer retreat, you know. They cook, and they clean, and do all the chores. And later on, they complain. They complain. Man, I did all those work, but nobody praised me. Gosh. Well, they worked so hard for the kingdom of Father God, but by their complaint, you know, they decrease the reward that they have piled up. You may say, why do they just look to me without helping one another? Or when you see fellow workers are not as zealous as you, you may say that they are very lazy, even though they claim their love our God and our shepherd. In the end, it is only to judge and condemn them. This attitude secretly embeds the desires to have your merits revealed to others, to be praised by them, and to boast in arrogance of your faithfulness. Because of this heart, you complain. This kind of sacrifice may break peace among people and cause heartbreak for our Father God. That is how this sacrifice without love profits nothing. Secondly, the sacrifice without love leads to disheartening. You may not complain outwardly with words, but if no one recognizes your faithful works, you will be disheartened, and you may think that you are nothing, and your zeal for the Lord becomes cold. If someone points out faults and weak points in the works that you have accomplished with all your strength, that were done even to the point of sacrificing yourself, you may lose your heart and blame those who criticized you. When someone bears more fruit than you do and is praised and favored by others more than you are, then you become jealous and envious of him. Then, no matter how faithful and fervent you have been, you couldn't gain true joy within you. Even though you used to fervently serve the church as a choir member and as a group leader, you have come to abandon your God-given duties. I heard this story from a family. The son worked so hard for the summer retreat. And in the middle of the field game, he failed because of his mistake. So I was told that he didn't even come to church because of that mistake. Well, it proves that you have worked with the longing for something in return and with the desire to be praised and recognized by others. Well, anyway, well, I'm talking about the other one. Okay? If you have changed your mind or spirit out words of complaint after hard-working service, our Father God doesn't accept your dedication joyfully. Even if you made a mistake, since you made a great effort to do it, all you have to do is just make a resolution again to do it better next time. Then you will improve. Or you may think that, but because of my mistake, the other team won the game. So maybe that team made more effort than we did. So you can think like this, and goodness, what a good heart is this? Then our Father God would be pleased with your heart. Then our Father God will surely say that you are a great vessel. I will use you greatly. Thirdly, if you sacrifice without love, you are zealous only when others look at you. When you are not seen by them, no longer noticed by you become, when you are no longer noticed, you become lazy and do your works haphazardly or improperly. You are unwilling to do works that are not observed outwardly, but instead only try to accomplish works that are highly visible to others. That's because you desire to reveal yourself to your seniors and many others and to be praised by them. Some of you fast to reveal yourselves. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, verse 16, whenever you fast, don't put on a gloomy face as the hypocrites do, for they neglect their appearance so that they will be noticed by men when they are fasting. Truly I say to you, they have their reward in full. When you fast, isn't it better when you have a smile on your face? Then people will say that, wow, you are good even if you are fasting. Why do you say gloomy face to others while you are fasting? And he added in the following verses, 17 and 18, but you, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that your fasting will not be noticed by man, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. Why then do you sacrifice yourself without love, even though you have faith and knowledge of the Word of God? That's because you failed to possess the spiritual love for our God and the souls. In other words, you lack this personal responsibility and fail to believe in your heart that God is yours and what is yours is His. For example, farmers working in his own field with the peasants working in another's field for the wages paid. When a farmer works in his field, he readily toils from morning until late night. He doesn't skip doing any of the farming tasks, but he does all the work without fail. From early morning till night, he tries everything to do it better. He will still work even if it becomes dark. He will not try to leave the field because that's his own field. But when a hired peasant works in a field that belongs to another man, he doesn't expend all his energy on it. But instead, he wishes that the sun would set as soon as possible so he could receive his wages and return to his own. Even if this does not apply to everyone, most people cling to their own. When you pray, I can feel whether you truly love our Father God. Yesterday, I saw someone praying, doing nothing. So I was wondering whether he is sleeping or not. But he was just looking at down. So I was wondering whether he is sleeping or doing something. So I asked him, so I saw you, and were you sleeping or were you doing something else? And he said that he was reading the weekly bulletin board. But he didn't know why I was asking him that question. Everybody was praying. Why is he reading the weekly bulletin book while everybody is praying? For a long time. And is it the man who used to pray fervently in other times? If so, then I wouldn't ask him that question. But he didn't realize why I asked him such a question. Hopefully, he can realize it now. Why am I reading the weekly bulletin board? I'm not praying from the depths of my heart. I'm not praying with love and passion. You should realize like this. I'd better pray even more deeply later on. That's the answer that I'm expecting. I'm sorry to point you out. Similarly, as much as the children of God possess the gratitude for the grace of God and the love for Him, you will consider God's works as yours and fulfill them with all your heart. Prayers and praising God, everything. You will do your best as if the works were yours, whether others recognize them or not. But if you don't have the love for God in your heart, you will work for Him reluctantly, like a hired man who just wants the wages. Then you will complain and groan when you fail to receive the wages that you expected. Such a person is found in the parable of the lost son of the 15th chapter of the Gospel of Luke. One day, the second son came back home, a poor and a wretched man, after he lost all his possessions that he had inherited from their father. The father received him with joy and treated him with the best service and a feast. At the time, the first son, who was on the way into the house, was told everything about his brother's return. Then in Luke chapter 15, verse 28, he became angry, and he was not willing to go in. How about you? Probably, you would do the same thing if you were in the same situation. Quite a long time ago. Of course, you are changed now, so you wouldn't do it again. His father came out and began pleading with him. In the following verse, 20 and 30, he answered and said to his father, "Look, for so many years, I have been serving you, and I have never neglected a command of yours. And yet, you've never given me a young goat so that I may celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours came, who has devoured your wealth with prostitutes," in a means, you know, the second son was wasting his possessions in everything, right? "You killed the fattened calf for him." So this first son is complaining against his father. because his father wouldn't sacrifice the goat even for himself. But when the second son came, you know, the father was, you know, killed the fattened calf and served his second son. So the first son didn't understand his father's heart. Well, if this first son is of goodness, he would have understood his father's heart. But since he was not of goodness, all he could was just complain. Men of goodness and men of evil, their attitudes are exactly opposite as well. The man of the flesh and the man of the spirit cannot understand each other. If the man of flesh judges or condemns the man of spirit, it becomes great sin. But the father said to him in verses 31 and 32, "Son, you've always been with me, and all that is mine is yours. But we had to celebrate and rejoice, for this brother of yours was dead and has begun to live, and was lost and has been found." Is it right? Of course it's right. The father loved the first son as much as he loved the second son, and he was going to hand down all his possessions to his first son. But the son, the first son, failed to measure the father's heart. He couldn't realize that all the possessions of the father were his. But instead, he thought that he had taken pains for his father. So finally, the son believed that his father didn't recognize his efforts. And then he complained. Moreover, the son became jealous of his younger brother, who had come back from almost death. So I think this first son never missed his younger brother. He should have missed his younger brother. Some of the servants of God, I ask this question. Someone is not coming to this church anymore. What's happening to him? The most of the servants told me that they don't know. Almost every one of them do not give me the answer. All they say is, "Well, he just moved to some place." If you are a servant of God, you have to know exactly where he moved to, and you have to pray so that he can come back to church. But you just say that he's moved to some other place. That means the servant of God never paid his visit to his moved house. Some servants of God said, you know, those people, you know, move their house in secret. But they are making this and that excuses. There are many ways that you can figure it out where he moved to. If you make excuse, then that will make another excuse. Please, if he was your real brother, then wouldn't you look for him? When I was sick, before I accepted the Lord, I moved many times. But I didn't change my address. Even if I moved to a new place, my sister still found me and came to me. It was a very small house, actually a small room. And
Sometimes, you know, we, I couldn't pay the debt. So we have to move to the worse and worse houses. And you know, there was you know some training after you are out of the service in the army. Whenever there is a notice, the former owner, former landlord, you know, told me. And then a sister of the president of prayer center found me and came to my house. Even if I've moved to a place that she would never expect, but about 15 days later, she found me. Do you know why? Because she loved my wife, her sister, her younger sister. She is wondering whether her sister is doing well or not. So that's why she, you know, found me. But all the servants of God, you don't even think of finding a lost member in your parish. But you just make excuses. How can I say that you love your flock? You have to change. Not just the servants of God, all the cell leaders and district leaders. The first son said, "For so many years, I have been serving you, and I've never neglected a command of yours." On the very day when his father celebrated a feast for a young son, the first son was in the field and heard about it on the way back home. Even though the first son was serving his father good, his heart was not. This confirms that the first son had faithfully followed the father's command and served him. But when he complained, it proves that he hadn't worked with the love for his father. I ask all of you to examine yourself whether or not you have lived a life like this first son. Among the workers who have been faithful to the church on their own, some of them feel sorry and discouraged because they think that no one recognizes what they have sacrificed for the church, that they kept the church and tried to become strength to the shepherd during its trials. They are disheartened because of the thought that others who came to church after them are more loved and favored than they are. And they think that they'd better shrink back because there is nothing to be fulfilled by them. If you have this attitude, you have to examine whether or not you have dedicated yourself and been faithful to the Lord in true love. Now, I'm urging you to believe and hope that everything you have offered to God will surely be rewarded. If you are a church worker who has long years in faith and have a church title, you have to serve other church members with the service of the Master. And moreover, if you learn what you have to learn with the humble mind, you can become a faithful worker who has virtue and love. As a result, your sacrifice and faithfulness will bear more abundant fruit. Colossians chapter 3, verses 23 and 24 says, "Whatever you do, do your work heartily, as for the Lord rather than for man, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance. Whatever you do, you have to do it as if you do it for the Lord. If you think you do something for the Lord, you will do with all your heart, right? So that's why it says, do it for the Lord. It is the Lord Christ whom you serve. I wish for you to remember this word and to do everything as for the Lord, so that you can receive the reward of inheritance in heaven. Dear brothers and sisters, if you want to sacrifice with a true heart, you have to possess spiritual love in your heart. If your heart is filled with true love, you can continue to dedicate your life to the Lord with all that you have, whether or not others acknowledge you or not. Just as a candle is lit and shines in the darkness, by sacrificing himself, you can surrender everything that you possess. Just as candles are quiet when they set the whole body on fire, you don't boast of yourself. Our Lord Jesus Christ was the perfect example of this true sacrifice. And many verses of the Old Testament are found, the prophecies saying that Jesus, our Savior, would come as an atoning sacrifice, and he was likened to a lamb. In the Old Testament, when the priest killed an animal to offer it to God as an atoning sacrifice, they poured its blood and burned its fat on the fire of the altar. Everybody knows what a little lamb means, right? Except the newcomers. Quite long ago, a senior deaconess requested me to pray with this prayer subject. She was a member of other church. Please pray for this little lamb. Pray for this poor little lamb. Since she is a senior deaconess, what is a little lamb? And she said, she indicated herself. So I asked her, well, since, you know, the Old Testament and New Testament refer to our Lord Jesus Christ as a little lamb, I asked her, what? A little lamb? But she didn't realize what I am saying. So please, have pity on me and pray for this little lamb. So I asked her what the little lamb refers to in the Bible. In the Old Testament and New Testament, a little lamb refers to our Lord Jesus Christ. I cannot explain the spiritual meaning of it. We are sheep. The little lamb refers to our Lord Jesus Christ. But she couldn't realize what I am talking about. So likewise, even though there are many believers who have lived a long Christian life, they don't even understand what little lamb means. A little lamb, please have pity on this little lamb. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the Lord of the Lords and the King of Kings, and he is our Savior. Why should we have pity on him? Since they don't know the truth, they can make a mistake, and they become prey to the enemy devil and Satan. To think about how the enemy devil in play would play with them. Our Lord Jesus Christ, like the animal offered as the propitiation for our sin, shed the last drop of his blood and water to redeem all men from their sins.
Why has his sacrifice been effective and have so many souls gained salvation? That's because his sacrifice includes perfect love. Jesus loved Father God to the utmost degree. And while he was staying on this earth, he did his best to fulfill the will of God. In John chapter 19, verse 30, Jesus said, "It is finished." At the last moment of his crucifixion, and then he drew his last breath. He completed the will of Father God to the point of sacrificing his own life. Many prophecies in the Old Testament, he accomplished everything. And our Lord Jesus Christ lived his life like that to fulfill all the prophecies in the Old Testament. He didn't skip anything. Many prophets prophesied about him because he knew it and he lived according to those prophecies. He offered an intercessory prayer for the souls even at the last moment of the crucifixion. Even up to the very last moment and in the falling of his last drops of the blood, he lived a life in which he could save mankind. Many the patients of cancer are healed in this church. They don't even try to testify to their healings. Two members of the church who were healed of their cancer, I think they were the breast cancer. So those two ladies were healed. And they came to my residence to testify to their healings. Now, even if her husband came to me together, and he said that he didn't want to go back. He doesn't want to go back. He wants to live here listening to the Word of God, even though their children are living in China. So, this lady was healed of cancer, and that lady was healed of breast cancer as well. So, he doesn't want to go back to China because his wife survived. So those two ladies came to me in the morning. There are so many of them who were healed of cancers. Even though while we are preparing for the WCDN conference, are requesting to show the medical evidences. There was a patient who was healed of, you know, tuberculosis. But the doctors of a hospital, you know, doesn't want to give him the X-ray pictures. But the doctors in the WCDN conference members in the States want to receive the evidences. How about the senior deaconess Eun-do Kim? But it was not proved by medical doctors because she didn't go to hospital. She was healed by her faith. We just took pictures of her.
Since she just took a picture of her legs because she was a lady. Her whole body was like that. The power of God. Needs no evidence. People received my prayer by faith and they were healed. How about the young man who was saved even after a heavy buzz ran over him? The buzz which can, you know, hold, you know, 47 passengers. But there is no evidence. The only magazine. He didn't go to hospital to take a picture. He just received my prayer by faith. But he was healed. But the doctors of the ICND conference, sponsored by WCDN, requires the evidences. How about Sister Roseanne? But the hospital does not give her the evidence. He neither boasted of himself nor tried to be exalted and receive glory. He gave glory only to God who is enthroned in heaven. So Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10 say, "For this reason also, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee will bow, of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth." God himself exalted Jesus and let him sit on the glorious position. If you throw away any kind of greed and impure desires and sacrifice yourself with a pure heart, God will exalt you and lead you into higher positions. Our Lord promises in Matthew chapter 5, verse 8, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." So you can see our God face to face. Some say that, you know, they will believe Father God only after they see God face to face. No. If I tell them how to see God face to face, then will they live like that? Sinners will die if they see Father God face to face. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. If you are pure in your heart, then you can see God. Therefore, I urge you to accomplish the heart of Jesus Christ within you and offer true sacrifice to God so that you can see our God for sure. Many members of Ma'amin are told that they live a religious life that is separate and distinct. They not only keep the Lord's Day holy, but also offer God the all-night service every Friday and attend the Daniel prayer meeting every night. They have various worship services, including Wednesday service, Tuesday prayer service, cell service, and many other prayer meetings. And many workers continue to take care of the souls and visit their homes. Not only this church, all the churches where God's works are manifested are doing these works. But our church is doing even more. Please treat other people wisely when someone asks you that, why are you so unique? please ask them, when you have free time, what do you do? Well, before I accepted the Lord, I just turned on TV, even while I was washing dishes. And I try not to miss soap opera. And I watch this and I watch that. And even if my husband comes home, I don't try to take care of my husband. And we sometimes argue because my husband wants to watch a baseball game, but I want to watch a show. And when I have some free time, you know, I call my friend and speaks ill of other friends and blah, blah, blah. And I go to sauna. And then we played, you know, cars. This was the work that you did before your Lord, before you accepted the Lord. All those useless things. But after you met Father God and accepted the Lord as Savior, you tried to sanctify your heart by prayers. And you threw away all the useless things. And instead, you tried to give the time to our Father God. And you are changed. And you serve your husband better. You take care of your children better. What a good thing it is. You are not wasting your time. And you are piling up your reward in heaven. And your spirit and soul become prosperous. And you receive the answers to your prayers. Everything's good. But just look at those things that other worldly people do. Whenever they have some time or money, they just go out to get some massage on their face. And they spend some time and they waste their time. Well, some say that, you know, they have to spend at least 2 to 3 hours to put on the proper makeup. They have to wash it, they have to cleanse it, they have to put, you know, essence, they have to put some, you know, massage cream, and they put... All the husbands of this church, you should be grateful for meeting your wife as a member of this church. You know what others, you know what other husbands do in the world? They suspect their wives. I met my elementary school student, friend. Then the husband starts to worry about their wives. But what about the members of the church? You can trust each other. They don't waste their time. They just pray and serve their husbands. How good it is. Their time in doing God's work is so valuable. Instead of wasting their time in the world, you know, they sometimes, you know, speak ill of others while they are on the phone, having a hatred and an envy in their heart. They spend their time like that. Even they got upset while they are watching TV because they think of their position when the actors are doing the things that are, you know, they're like, you know, their self. That's why, you know, broadcasting companies don't like me. They don't like me. I'm sorry. But it's on your free will, right? Broadcaster companies, they should realize something. Well, in the early 80s, when they, you know, when a lady, you know, reveals her belly button, you know, it became a great issue on the day. But nowadays, so many are almost naked. Many others work in their places of work during the daytime, and in their extra time, they are faithful to the Lord's works as well. On holidays, they don't want to take rest, but spread church newsletters and evangelize as many people as possible. They spend all their hearts, sincerity, time, and money in serving the kingdom of God, so that it is no exaggeration to say that they surrender their body to be burned. Deacon Pyeongseo Gu, he was the best at playing. He was good at playing cars. He was playing. He was best at playing in the tennis and gomoks and he is good at speaking. But after he met with our Lord, he quit everything that he loved. But instead, they spent all his time to save souls. So his family in such a great peace. He received a call from his son after he testified on this altar. So on Saturday, all family made a visit to his son because his son is serving the army right now. And then he said that how he testified to the congregation. What a happy family right now. So compare your life before you met our Lord and after you met our Lord. What a great change it is. You are spending, I mean, you are wasting your time in the useless things before you met with the Lord. And when you did that, how the other family members disliked it? You tried to play whenever you got some time. But it's changed. Became a good father, a good husband. What a great family it became. A happy family. We have to know and we have to distinct. You have to distinct well between living in the world and living for the world, living for Father God. Now I spend my time on the valuable things for our Father God. Unlike the days before I met the Lord. Whom do you think we of the Manmin Church take after? You resemble the early church's members. They try their best to gather, break the bread of the Word of God every day. Every day. And our church is like that, right? We gather every day to you know, spend our time in the Daniel prayer meeting. And the members of the early church did the same. And they break the bread of the Word of God every day. They gathered and they shared the grace of God. And they prayed unceasingly. They lived only for the gospel. So, our church is like the early church. That's why our Father God commands this church. And Father God gives us the commission that we have to accomplish in these last days. You, all together, are accomplishing. How blessed are we? That's why when we go to heaven, we will live distinctive life in heaven. How thankful I am. Senior Deaconess, Dr. Esther Chung is visiting many countries. She is so loved. All the servants of God changed right after listening to her message. And she is invited to many leaders of the church. I was told that there was a pastor who lives in a very luxurious house. And the pastor is serving her very well right now. She was invited to many places. What a happy life she is living. They don't even know who Dr. Esther Jung is. But since she is delivering the message, the gospel of holiness, the church leaders are longing for the message. And all the pastors confess that they know me. And they try to listen to this word. This is how the world is going, except one country. Then they not only lived such a sacrificial life, but also many of them died the deaths of martyrs. How faithful and truthful their sacrificial lives were, that they never complained nor groaned when they were crucified and thrown in front of hungry lions. Instead, they praised the Lord with joy and offered the last moment of their lives to the Lord. They rejoiced at one fact, that they received the citizenship of heaven and loved our Lord fervently. I believe that you have dedicated your lives to the Lord with all your hearts and strength to this day. Now, if your lips are full of praises and thanksgiving, how much more the rewards and glory will be given to you in heaven. Are there any of you who want to take a rest because of the previous hard-working service that you have provided, or feels disheartened because of this message saying that all your sacrifices are nothing if you don't have love? Those who prayed fervently during the 7-week special prayer meeting, they even asked me to have another special prayer meeting. How great they are! They never missed a day during the 7-week special prayer meeting. But they still even want to feel the happiness during the prayer meeting again. They say that they were happy while they were praying. On the contrary, there are some people that who wouldn't want to do the 7-week special prayer meeting again. If you are not like that, you would take pleasure whatever you do for the Lord, that you will be greatly loved by our Father God. When I was sick, Many friends came to me to play cards. So I was just babysitting my daughters. My friends were the labor workers. They just came to me to play cards with me. In many cases, I won the game. But they got angry, and they came to me to play the cards again with me. What I'm trying to say is this. Smoking while playing cards. I was not bored of it. But when I think of it again, I didn't like the playing cards itself. What I liked was to earn some money from them. That's why I liked it. If I didn't like it, I wouldn't just sit there playing cards with them in that cigarette smoke. Likewise, if you take pleasure in something, then you would do that with pleasure. Likewise, if you take pleasure in praying to Father God and doing the works for Father God's kingdom, then you will do all the works fervently. When you evangelize people, when you make a visit to an apartment house, if you do it with joy and thanksgiving, even if it's difficult to come into an apartment, even if they slap the door right in front of you, instead of being disheartened and disappointed, you evangelize people with joy and thanksgiving. How lovely you are to the sight, in the sight of Father God. Some people will accept your visit and they will be evangelized. Others will slap the door in front of you, but they will eventually accept the Lord. But you have to remember that you are living in the end time of the world where sins and evils are rampant, and you have targeted the best place of heaven, New Jerusalem. I ask you to fill your heart with the hope for heaven more and to do everything with true sacrifice because of your fervent love for the Lord and souls. Even if you have not sacrificed with perfect love, our God counts as valuable the life you have tried your best to sacrifice and dedicate your life to Him. Well, just a week left for the evangelism contest, right? All the elders and servants of God who haven't evangelized any. For 49 days. Is it 7 weeks?
50일?
For 50 weeks. I mean, for 50 days. You haven't evangelized even one soul? What a surprising. You have your relative, neighbor, a friend, co-worker. But you haven't evangelized anyone? Some people even evangelized 10. I evangelized 7. I would like to have a personal meeting with, you know, such people. Well, I wouldn't set up, okay? Sorry. Even in this period of evangelism contest, you should try hard to evangelize at least one soul. You listened to the message of Pastor Yeonok Chung on Wednesday evening service, right? How to feed the flock. So next Sunday evening service, she will deliver the message again, since you can learn a lot. You have to learn. If you finish your job just evangelizing, it's not good. After you evangelizing people, you have to feed them the word of God. And you have to tend the flock so they can grow up in faith. You have to water them. You have to feed them. If you have a desire to be recognized and praised by others for your service and sacrifice, now please throw off such a desire and accomplish your Lord's sacrifice and love, who melted down like a candle. May each of you receive great rewards from our Lord when you enter New Jerusalem, and they become honor and joy to our Father God. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Here comes the conclusion, dear brothers and sisters in Christ. A son of the fifth richest man of the world was flying over the desert. All of a sudden, the plane fell down. The father sent emergency rescue team into the desert and tried to search the area to find the son. The father prayed for the way to rescue his son and planned to scatter millions of flyers on the sands until the son was rescued. But he couldn't decide what to write on the small paper. At first, he thought that he should write down what to eat, how to escape from beasts, and how to survive on the desert. But finally, he wrote shortly, "Son, I love you." A few days later, the son, who had been exhausted in the midst of hunger and thirst, and was dying because of frustrations, picked up one of the flyers. The son read it and realized that his father loved him and believed that the father would rescue him. The son was encouraged, and he was able to overcome the trial. Later, he could be rescued. The very strength to survive for the son was not the key to survival, but the true love of his father. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, you have been assigned to spread the flyers of love to as many souls as they are wandering in this fearful world and dying alone. Until now, I've explained to you about the significance of love. I wish that you will keep in your mind that love is the greatest of all things, and nothing is profited without love. May each of you become a letter of Christ and spread the love of our Father God to many dying souls. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Let's think over the message and pray together. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you for your grace and love. Father, let your message become faith and life. Father, without love, all things profits nothing. If there is no love, it profits nothing. Let us realize why there are deeds without love. I explained it. Father, let all the brothers and sisters realize that there should be love in whatever they do. And please help them do so. From the depths of their hearts, let them show their deeds of faith. Father, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Did I tell you in the morning service? Jane Mpologoma, princess, she set up a branch church in London. In London, there are members in the branch church. And the pastor from Italy has become a branch church already. And the branch churches are increasing from the States and Latin America. So many church leaders are touched and they became our branch churches. I'll pray for the sick. Please lay your hands on the sick part of your body or infirmities of your body and receive this prayer for the desires of your hearts. Hallelujah, Father God. Please lay your hands on these people and give them power, power, power from head to toe in every intestines and organs. Burn all the diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit and the most high power creation and give them strength. Please work on them transcending space and time. All the brothers and sisters around the world who are attending this service through internet and satellites, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who sent their pictures, please lay your hands on them. From Japan, Matsumoto Manmin Church is going to conduct a handkerchief prayer meeting. And May 16th, Ito Masaaki, pastor, will lead the handkerchief prayer meeting. Let there be many people. And please heal many people. Let all the patients be healed. And give strength and confidence to the pastor. And let the Matsumoto Manmin Church experience revival. In India, Kumari-san, please burn AIDS by the fire of the Holy Spirit. All the enemy, devil, and Satan, and AIDS, go away. I command in the name of Jesus Christ. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. May the light come. But please heal his AIDS and let him be cleansed. Father, all the members of the church, from head to toe, in every intestines and organs, please burn all the diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit and the most high power of creation and give them strength. May the light come. Give them strength. Physically, spiritually, from head to toe. And every intestines and organs and nerve systems. Please, Father, please burn all the diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit and the most high power of creation. Please answer their prayers and desires of their hearts. And let them be blessed when they come in or when they go out. Let them be prosperous in this week and next week. Let everything go well. Father, please protect all the transportation of this church and the members. Let there be no mistake. Let there be no accident. All the brothers and sisters and missionaries in overseas countries and their members, please protect them. Father, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.